Witch Doctor.
What up, y'all? This is Armand Van Helden. You're listening to The Rinse on XFM.
Background, Voodoo Beats from 94, from the man next to me, Armand Van Helden. First time we met was about, I think it was June 97, when we did a little MTV thing, and we nearly got beaten up by prostitutes in Soho, because they were getting a bit annoyed. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
What have you been doing the last couple of years? I'm sure you've been DJing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing a lot, but not as hectic as my earlier days, I guess, even in those Witch Doctor days. I was going, like, almost every weekend, but... You know, I've calmed it down. You know, I mean, I don't want to work constantly. You know, otherwise, I'm going to be like 60 years old, and then I'm going to be like, okay, it's time to retire, but you're
absolutely
old. You know what I mean? So.
Well, as the media always used to say, you were very smart, getting loads of money off record companies. Crazy money for those remixes. We're going to play a lot of your stuff, and we're going to start with something from 96, that kind of career-changing remix for Tori Amos, Professional Widow. I would say that there were three remixes I can think of that really changed people's careers. Todd's, one of Everything But The Girl, Missing.
Yeah.
You Two, when Paul Oakenfold did Even Better Than Real Thing. And yours, Tori Amos. I mean, that was serious.
Thanks.
What did she say kind of about the whole thing?
Well, she kind of, right when I was about to work on it, she just, you know, she called me and she's just like, you know, make it different than all the stuff that's out there. And I had intentions in doing that anyway, but it was good to get that reinforcement. But, you know, then after when I hit number one, she thanked me, so, you know.
So she should. Well, it's a phenomenal remix. We're not just going to play that. We'll play some bit of your Atomic remix by Blondie as well. And very rare, but I managed to track it down on CD as well. Ace of Base, Living in Danger. So let's have a listen to some classic Armand remixes.
I'm gonna
Yeah, what up, what up? This is Armand Van Helden. You're listening to James Hyman.
Living in danger.
Okay, as well, actually, I tell you what I need to play a little bit of as well. Have a listen to this mad little noise. It's, for me, it's one of the maddest noises ever. It was off the Rolling Stones remix as well. Just the weirdest little rhythm here. There we go. Another thing, actually, that I kind of picked up on. You know, we got this big thing in England. It's kind of going across the globe, but mashups and bootlegs and, you know, this whole kind of thing. And I guess a lot of people probably don't know this, but the AV8, I mean the AV, Armand Van Helden.
Yeah.
And your AV8 label brought us Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that whole kind of hip-hop bootleg thing you were doing for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I started that label when I was in college, part of my small business management course. And you have to be able to make a business loan, you know, for the bank and everything like that. So I just did it, AV8 Records, and I did it for the class without actually doing the label yet. Then right when I was done, they was like, you could walk that into a bank, that's good enough.
It is good enough, but didn't you get lots of lawsuits?
No. AV8 Records, for some reason, is become, in the beginning, you know, when you're doing a couple of thousand copies, major labels don't care. But, you know, when you start doing heavy numbers, then, yeah, you got to clear the samples, you know. But it's almost at the point now, I'm kind of out of the loop with AV8. I gave it away eons ago. But that label, the labels love that label because they're like, it's like an extra free promotion for them.
Sure, well, let's have a listen to a couple of big hits from that label. We had Fat Man Scoop here, Be Faithful, and let's have another Fat Man Scoop, It Takes Scoop.
Pick it up.
Let's go. Let's
go. In the night. Woo. In the night. Woo. In the night. Out.
Reach to the top, everybody reach up, don't stop, everybody reach to the top.
put 'em up.
Get higher, baby.
Put 'em up, put 'em up.
Get higher, baby.
Put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up.
What about Armed Records? Tell me about that. That's your own label, right?
Yeah. Well, right now it's quiet. It's quiet on the armed front. I kind of built the label to own the music. You know, no different than Jay-Z, Rockefeller, that type of organization, I guess. It's just a good way to, on paper, that you're protected. Start your own label and sign it yourself, and then when you get a deal with somebody, do like a joint venture. It's just the best way to do music at this day and age. But
what do you think, actually, talking about this kind of this day and age stuff, what do you think of whole downloading culture and this whole
I'm all good for that. I'm mostly playing CDs right now, so I mean, and I'm all about the web, I'm all about the whole digital side. I'm a record collector. I got, you know, tons of vinyl at my house, but I don't want to pull it out. I'd rather just leave it there, you know.
It's true. Going to a gig with 8 crates is not fun. Going with an iPod.
Yeah, no, iPod. I'm up for the technology. I mean, to me, if you're able to carry a lot more music and variety of music in a smaller capacity, then hey, do it. You know what I mean? It's like, instead of, and that way you're freer to experiment.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we are going to come up to what you've been doing recently, and it is good. I will tell you, listeners, it's as good as the old stuff. But what I want to play as well is a little kind of section when there was a media thing called Speed Garage or UK Garage. And I tell you, as I put here, you really stuck a sort of firecracker up our asses, you know, because if you don't believe me, have a listen to this. We're going to play some Spin Spin Sugar, Armin's mix of that, some New Eurekan Soul Runaway, which is just evil, still play it today, and Goldie featuring KRS-One Digital, Armin's remix. So Baseline Pressure on 104.9.
I need you.
1, 2, 3, you know how we be, breakdancing back in 1983.
What up, y'all? This is Martin Van Helden. You're listening to The Rents on XFM.
One. UK drum and bass. UK drum and bass all in your face. Got to represent UK up in this place. One. UK drum and bass.
Coming up to sort of present day and what you're doing. What tell me about this. I was looking on your website, the Sahara Project. What's that about?
Well, it's a girl. I did a couple of songs with this girl, Takita. She's originally from Wu-Tang.
She did a thing on the Ghost Dog soundtrack, right? Walking into Darkness. Mm-hmm. Great record.
Yeah, well, I like that record.
Awesome.
Too.
Good film as well.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, we've known each other for a minute, and just she was on my Two Future For You album and my Killing Puritans album, and you know, we just have a relationship, so we decided to do an album, you know, just, but we did it quickly on film. We recorded it in less than a month, so, but in terms of finishing the song.
And that's out? And you can get that?
No, what it is we kind of shopped it around to the labels and nobody bit. You know, it happens a lot. A lot of times I do records, and you know, when I do an album that's not at a home yet, it's not that easy to get it picked up. So, especially now, as the music industry's
shaking.
It's a little fickle now. So, you know, nobody bid. So we're like, you know what, let's try and put it on our own. And then somehow Cyber picked it up in France. They picked up a single, and they're going to see how the single does and then take it from there. So they think they got a summer record. Like, it's a Latin-y thing, so...
Well, as I said at the beginning, you've definitely got some more hits that are buried on your little New York Mix Odyssey album, which we're going to play shortly, some of that. Want to play some other big hits you had, though, first to kind of refresh the listeners. You Don't Know Me, big number one record. Flowers as well, which was featured in Human Traffic, the film. And let's have some Coochie.
So why?
Yeah, what up, what up? This is Armand Van Helden. You're listening to James Hyman.
Stupid question though. You probably hate me for saying this. Does anyone still mistake you for Ali G?
Yes.
Because he's in the States now.
Yeah, he's in the States. I have yet to see one of his shows, but you know, I heard it's funny. But I think he just came on HBO in the States, and then he was on like for one run. But I mean, on occasion, here and there, very rare. But I used to have the pencil beard a little more in mode, and now I'm just grizzly, so they're not really jumping like before.
Okay. You're kind of, I think your roots are very sort of hip hop. You're like Kenny Dope, yet, you know, he does his sort of Masters at Work. It's almost like you seem to produce more cool, hard house stroke, you know, 4/4 music than you do the hip hop. I mean, what do you prefer, the hip hop or the house?
Well, I like them both. You know, I would love to have been a bigger producer in hip hop. I would have loved to have been Pharrell or Timbaland. That to me would be
Pharrell just insane.
Yeah, it would be the ultimate. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I think you certainly had, and you can still have a good 15 minutes. I mean, you know, that Tori Amos period, man. You were churning stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, I don't know what I'm doing at the end of the day, really. I mean, when it comes to, are they going to hit or are they going to be, you know, forgotten or what? I mean, I don't know really what I'm doing. It's just kind of like I go on that feeling and, you know, I let the kind of like the public decide if it's a big record or not. So,
okay. Well, before we decide on the new stuff, we're going to have, again, you've just done an amazing kind of flurry of remixes. We're going to have a few little bits of some of them. Britney Spears, Toxic, Basement Jacks, Plug It In, and the Aloud single, Bob Aline, all Armand Van Helden remixes. We'll have a little taste of them.
What up, y'all? This is Armand Van Helden. You're listening to The Rent on XFM.
With Armin Van Helden, and about to wrap things up. New York, A Mix Odyssey. I hold it in my hand, I listen to it. It's nice, it's a good mix album there. So you've got some killers on there. Company B, yes, and of course lots of Southern Fried, and three of your own tracks on there. It's kind of like a, you know, the whole mix CD thing where your stuff's buried on there. Tell me about the album.
I go out in New York. I really don't go to house clubs that much. So I go to the downtown scene in New York. Stretch Armstrong, Mark Ronson, DJs like that. They play like Nirvana into Jay-Z, into Pat Benatar, into Khalees. You know, so that's the New York downtown set. It's the funnest scene, and it's the most happening scene. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you live in New York, that's typically what you see. You know, it doesn't get talked about because it's not really something that can be captured. Just
That's a shame, because like over here we've got Soul Wax and Avalanches and people who do that whole kind of mix-up thing. It's a shame.
That's the number one scene in New York. When you go to the 90% of the clubs in New York, the flyers, and you know, you just pick up the flyers, they always say hip-hop, house, reggae, R&B, classics, 90s, 80s, 70s. It's on every flyer. So, I mean, that's what, and it's one DJ. So, that's what they play, you know what I mean? It's just a typical set, but that mix CD, we were just trying to capture that. It's not capturable, but we're trying to give you that element of that melting pot, that New York, that just that whole clash, audio clash of sounds and styles. You know, you just, you know, the only thing that's missing on that is old house and new hip hop, and then it would be perfect. But you know,
why don't you do the unofficial one? Do a little unofficial, I know, kind right, of street mixtape.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they are. That's exactly what they do in New York. They'd be like, that's basically a mixtape.
Yeah. We'll get this mixtape, which is really a CD. Armin Van Helden, New York, A Mix Odyssey, out on Son of Fried Records. Spalding Rockwell as well, I wanted to just mention. Interesting vocalist. You kind of discovered in a New York bar. Is it two of them? Or there were two? Is it one person?
No, it's two girls.
It's two girls.
Two girls.
Okay.
They're actually originally from a punk band. And they're crazy, but then like they can rhyme too. They grew up hip hop. They're really like, they're just real New Yorkers, right? That real, almost like how Blondie was. Like she would do Rapture, and then she would do like Call Me, you know. And it's like there's no relation in those records. They're two different styles. So
Call Me on the album as well kicks off this album. There we go, plugging Record Company Man, looking very happy there. So that, listen, thank you very much for your time, for coming in. I'm going to play a little excerpt off this album, if I'm allowed, because on the lift on the way out I was told you can't play this, so okay, in headshot, I'm only checking. My is on this album. Hopefully when this goes out and airs, you will hear some of that Armin Van Helden on there, and also Hear My Name. We'll be right back.
What up, y'all? This is Armand Van Helden. You're listening to The Rents on XFM.